Making mistakes when reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in prayer may lead to invalidating your prayer. This piece of information has led many Muslims to worry too much about their own recitations when praying, to the point that they started doubting themselves. So, if you had this thought either in moderation or in extreme measures like waswas or constant doubting, then this video will help you get over these doubts, inshallah. First of all, is this statement accurate? The answer is yes. We are required to recite every letter, every shadda, every single harakah fully and properly in Surah Al-Fatiha. And if not, it would be considered lahn or a mistake, which can lead to invalidating prayer. But not all mistakes are the same. There are actually three levels of them. One, lahn khafi, which are mistakes of tajweed that don't affect grammar or the meaning of the ayah, like saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen with a wrong elongation. The next level of mistakes is the minor lahn jali, which are mistakes that can affect makharij and grammar, but they do not change the meaning, like saying Alhamdulillah with fatha instead of dhamma, or saying Siratal lazina with zay instead of Vel, and so on. And then there is the worst type of mistakes, which is the major lahn jali. And these are the mistakes that do change the meaning of the ayah, like saying صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ with dhamma instead of fatha, changing the meaning completely. Or saying وَلَا الظَّالِينَ with a clear dha instead of dha. And these mistakes do change the meaning of the ayah. And so, based on this division, the scholars stated which mistakes invalidate prayer and which don't. So, both lahn khafi and the minor lahn jali do not invalidate prayer. They certainly make your recitation less perfect, but it is still valid. However, for lahn jali, the majority of scholars say that it does indeed invalidate your prayer, since you actually change the meaning of the ayah. Still, and this actually applies to both cases, if someone is ignorant, they're trying their best, or they didn't know any better, then they are forgiven, insha'Allah. But of course, you are required to keep learning and improving. But deliberate mistakes are either haram or they completely invalidate your prayer. So, for example, if someone recited Iyaka with kasra, so iyaki, as addressing a female, this is a major lahn jali. If it is deliberate, your prayer is invalid. But if it's not, then you must pronounce it correctly, to the best of your abilities, of course, in order to be able to proceed. And if someone says Rabbal Alameen with fatha instead of kasra, if this mistake is deliberate, then it is haram and a sin. But if it is not deliberate, then you can move forward, but then you have to work on improving yourself. So, from this, we see that the chance of invalidating one's prayer while still present, it is not as easy as you think. It requires deliberation and or refusal to learn, adjust, or improve. So now, what do I do if I still have doubts about my recitation? Well, two things. Number one, study which mistakes in Al-Fatiha that may actually change the meaning of the ayat, so the major lahn jali, and then focus on learning how to avoid this type of mistakes. This way you will definitely know that you are outside the circle of invalidation in any case. I discussed all the possible mistakes in Al-Fatiha of all their kind in this lesson. Check it out if you haven't done that already. The second solution is, whenever you have a thought or a doubt like this, or you ask yourself, did I fully pronounce this word correctly? Did I fully pronounce shadda here? If you have any of these thoughts, never, never entertain that thought or go back to the word that you're thinking about. In fact, this thought proves that you didn't want to make the mistake deliberately, and that's the most important thing. So, you must move on and do not feed this doubt. Because if you do, it will keep coming back and it will not disappear. But If you can't implement these solutions yet, or you still find it difficult, then try to apply one or more of these tips, which will help you, inshallah, prepare and fight these doubts better until you're able to implement them in your recitations. Tip number one, loud recitation. Doubting yourself usually comes in silent prayers, doubting whether you didn't fully pronounce this or that. But when you are hearing yourself at 100%, then these doubts will be greatly minimized. So while it is not the sunnah to do so in silent prayers, it is still permissible to recite loudly so that you can fully and clearly hear yourself reciting Al-Fatiha to get over that problem. But what if I am praying in a masjid? I can't apply that. Well, this then takes us to tip number two, still recitation. When reciting silently in silent prayers, there are two levels or options of how silent you can go. The first level is whispering, where you are the only one who can hear yourself. The second level, the still recitation, which is done only by moving your tongue and lips, so there is no sound whatsoever. So, going for the still recitation can also be an option to eliminate doubts, since you won't even be able to listen to yourself to doubt whether you said something in a certain way or not. Instead, you will only move your lips and tongue with the words. For more information on that type of recitation, I highly recommend watching this lesson. Tip number three, using earphones or earplugs. When you put on your earphones, without turning them on, of course, they will enable you to hear yourself clearly when whispering. So everything you say will be heard inside your head to listen to yourself much better, but also to concentrate on prayer much better. So use this to confirm and reassure yourself that you are pronouncing the words correctly and fully. This way, it will help you, inshallah, to minimize the doubts and help you move forward. Last but not least, it is important to know that moderation is a very important element when learning and dealing with the Quran. Following the rules is good, of course, but being too strict with yourself can make ibadat more difficult and a bigger burden on yourself, which leads that you do less. And so, you should stay in moderation and, of course, never stop making dua. Thanks for watching. If you want to start learning the Tajweed, then start with this playlist. And also, don't forget to check my latest book about Tajweed and download the companion app. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.